listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 13th July 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, our series where we rediscover some of the beautiful olden golden melodies that used to be sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam in the 60s and 70s. Since we started this series almost 20 weeks ago, we have had so many responses and each of them is so encouraging. Everywhere we meet someone who listens to this program, they say that they want this program to continue. It's always a joy going back in time to the bhajans that Swami used to love to listen. And so we continue this series with great joy, great love, great enthusiasm, and with great gratitude to Bhagwan for having blessed us with these beautiful gifts. Each one of them can transport us to the bliss that is Sai. Today we have a beautiful one adoring our Bhagwan as Lord Krishna. Here is the first line of the bhajan we will learn today.
Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora.
So that's how the first line flows, and it's a four-line bhajan. You will soon hear the lyrics of the bhajan. We'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll take every word of this bhajan and discuss its significance. We will dwell on what this bhajan means, how we can connect to Swami through this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora Vrindavana Sanchara He Shesha Shayana He Garuda Gamana Aravinda Nayana Gopalana.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh now will give us a demonstration of the melody of the bhajan without any musical accompaniments. So please listen, enjoy and learn.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham.
Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora Brindavana Sanchara Brindavana Sanchara Brindavana Sanchara Brindavana Sanchara Gopalana Aravindanayana Gopalana Aravindanayana Gopalana Aravindanayana Gopalana నంద కిశోరా నవనీత చోరా.
So that was the sweet bhajan on Lord Krishna, and you heard it in the silken voice of Brother Srinivasulu. Again, one of those bhajans which Bhagwan relished and loved to listen in the yester years. We had Mr. Mohan Rao, who used to sing this bhajan in the 70s and 80s. And Brother Srinivasulu had the opportunity to learn this from Mr. Mohan Rao. And today, we have the chance to document this bhajan, learn this bhajan, enjoy this bhajan, and immerse in the bliss of this bhajan. Brother Anirudh was following Brother Srinivasulu as you heard the tune of the bhajan. And now, let us dwell a little deeper into the technicalities of this bhajan. What makes this bhajan so beautiful? What lies behind its lovely tune? So Brother Anirudh will share with us his thoughts on the raga of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what strikes you when you hear this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As you said, it is a beautiful namavali with a very simple tune. I'm sure everybody can follow this without much of musical background, and that's what is most required in a bhajan session. So yet another four-liner namavali bhajan to discuss. And this bhajan is actually has the notes of a Bilawal,
mm-hmm,
or Shankarabharanam, we call it in the Carnatic classical music. It's kind of a light tune where all are Shuddha notes. Sare Shudri Ga Shudga Ma Pada Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa. So to this beautiful Arohana and Avarohana of Bilawal, a small addition or a small note is added, which is Tivrama. Sarigama Gapa. So the very first word, like Nanda Kishora, if you see the swaras, Gama Pa Ma Pa Pa. So both the ma's are coming. And also in the last line, you have one more note being added so that it's more beautiful.
Yes.
Haravinda Nayana Gopalana.
The lyrics and the tune has so much synchronization.
Mm.
Aravinda Nayana, you really, the bhajan makes you to imagine.
Yes.
The
beautiful eyes of the Lord.
The beautiful eyes of the Lord.
Yes.
And that exactly when that Nayana word comes, the komal knee is added.
Exactly.
Which
yes.
gives a lot of yes. feel to the whole bhajan.
The eyes are such beautiful, soft.
Exactly, the tender feeling.
Tender feeling
yeah,
of the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah.
And you have tender notes coming there.
Exactly. Yes. So that's the beauty of the composition, where the lyrics and the tune
yes.
is in a perfect sync.
Yes.
So that the tune actually gives feel to the lyrics.
Yes.
So let me sing that line again for you.
Please.
Aravinda Nayana Gopalana.
And in the second time also, we have a beautiful variation.
Aravinda Nayana Gopalana.
So when we look at the swaras for each line, there we will know exactly which note, like the komal knee.
Gamadadadanidapa.
So the knee is very aptly and beautifully placed.
Yes.
And this is what comes to my mind when I look at the technical structure of the bhajan. Of course, as a whole package, it's very easy to contemplate on the bhava of the bhajan because of all this
yes.
background. And I wish such bhajans have, you know, some third speed also so that it makes it more energetic.
Hmm.
Probably we'll discuss more bhajans which has third speed in future.
Hmm.
Simple namavalis like Narayana, Govinda.
How about just doing a small alap in Bilawal and doing improvising a third speed for this bhajan as an experiment?
I don't want to compose extra to the actually existing bhajan. But Yeah, the Bilawal Alap, I can just experiment something.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
In this raga. And
it goes on and on.
Yeah. And you actually don't want it to stop. But we have limitations of time.
So bhajan like Guruvayur Pura Sri Hari Krishna is a very typical example for a similar bhajan for this. Because it has Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari, the Tivrama.
Yes.
And also the Komalni in the later part of the bhajan. So something very similar to this, Nanda Kishora.
I think you have many bhajans where Bilawal is the structure, but you know, little deviation here and there.
Exactly, yeah.
Wonderful. So, shall we go to the swaras?
Yeah. So, let's take the first line.
Nanda Kishora Navanita Chora Gama Pama Papa Papa Sada Mapa Mapaga Gama pama pa 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 sa da ma pa ma pa ga Vrindavan sanchara Gama pada nida pada pa ma pa pa ma da pa da ma pa ga
Gama pada ni da pada pa ma pa pa ma da pada ma pa ga.
He se sha shayana he garuda gamana pada sa 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 ni sa ni ne sa ni sa ni sa ni da pa
pada sa 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 ni sa ni ni sa ni sa ni sa ni da pa
Aravindanayana Gopalana Gamada dadani da pa 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 mada pada mapaga
Gamada dadani da pa 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 mada pada mapaga.
If you just listen to the swaras of the bhajan also, they sound so sweet.
Yeah. Actually, they take you back to those days of Vrindavan.
Absolutely.
And the cows.
Yes.
The
meadows. The cows.
The
yes.
valleys. So it's basically, you can imagine a
Absolutely.
Lot in this bhajan.
Absolutely.
And the tune and the lyrics.
Yes.
Are so simple, but filled with bhava that it makes it easy to imagine the bhajan.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I think that's how a composition should be. It should take you to, it should connect you to.
Effortlessly, it should just transport you.
Yeah.
So let's complete the session with the beat also.
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is simple. 8-beat or Aditalam or the Keherva we call it in the Hindustani classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
नंद किशोरा नवनीत छोरा
नंद किशोरा नवनीत छोरा
वृंदावन संचारा
वृंदावन संचारा
वृंदावन संचारा
So that gives us a good idea of the raga of the bhajan and the beat of the bhajan. And now it is for all of us to explore more the beauty and the sublimity of this bhajan in our own ways.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and now we come to the most important aspect of bhava. We can express any bhajan with feeling only when we understand what the bhajan conveys. So let's take every line of this bhajan and meditate on what this bhajan is telling us. Let's begin with the first line.
नंद किशोरा नवनीत चोरा
Kishora is son, refers to the young one. Navanita is butter. Navanita Chora means the one who steals butter. And often this name is referred to Lord Krishna. Swami says, Navanita Chora does not mean a person who used to go into the houses of people and steal butter. It is not butter that Krishna used to steal. It is not that butter which is got by churning curdled milk. What Krishna used to take is the butter of faith and love. And how does faith and love come? It comes only when one goes through the churning process called yearning. So what is the curdled milk that is churned? Swami says the curdled milk that is churned is the worldly experiences. So as we go through life in this world, as we meander through the ups and downs of life, a lot of churning happens within, and this churning results in faith. Only when we go through adversity, we think of divinity. Only through that churning happens love for God in our hearts. And it is this butter that Krishna covets. The Gopikas were going through life, but as they were going through life, there was so much of churning happening in their heart, and Krishna was waiting for the essence of that churning. There's a very beautiful experience shared by Mr. K. Anil Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who served also as a faculty member in the Department of Chemistry for many decades. It is a story of how Swami made his heart churn and finally accepted that pure love, finally accepted that pure devotion, and he made it so memorable for him. He made it so special for him. Let us listen to him directly. This is an excerpt of a conversation that I had with him many years ago. It is part of the Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories series. Here's a small excerpt of what Brother Anil Kumar shared with us.
So this happened when I was in my 12th. Again, Vrindavan days only. Swami's 55th birthday it was that year. And after birthday, Swami used to invariably come to Vrindavan. And that year being 55th birthday, we all thought we should have a good celebration in Vrindavan hostel. Mm. Again a birthday celebration. Because in fact, Vrindavan, that 55th birthday, we all had come here. We were Sevadal. All boys were Sevadal at that time. We came 1.5 months, 2 months before we did Vibhuti packing. Lot of work, right from canteen to everything. That birthday, students managed everything. That was a unique thing of that birthday. But still, after coming, going back to Vrindavan, we thought again we should have good celebration of Swami's birthday in Vrindavan hostel. And it happened that Swami had come back around December time, first week. So December 9th was fixed that year for having the birthday celebrations in the hostel.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's 1980.
And that year, it so happened that my birthday, star birthday, I used to at that time celebrate only star birthday because that's that was the practice at home. I had just come from home, a year from home, right? So I thought I was used to celebrating star birthday, and December 9th happened to be my star birthday.
Oh.
At that time, birthday was a unique opportunity students used to have. We could garland Swami.
Oh, wow.
We will be standing in the bhajan hall. The birthday boy will be standing in the bhajan hall with the garland all alone. And Swami, as I was describing to you, he'll come down the steps, come near the bhajan hall. Into the bhajan hall, the birthday boy could garland, take namaskar, and then Swami used to go for darshan. That was the routine. So I was, that day, Swami was supposed to come in the evening to hostel. And therefore, warden sir said, we have a lot of preparations to do in the hostel. In fact, that year, we planned everything. Right from dinner, Swami's discourse, music program, dinner. All three were planned that year on December 9th. Being birthday celebrations, everything was planned. And so a lot of preparations had to be done. You know, when Swami is coming to hostel, the whole hostel gets cleaned up.
Yes.
Right? So the warden sir said, no morning darshan. No one will go to mandir today. Swami is coming to hostel in the evening, so let's get the hostel clean. So on one side, I was happy Swami is coming to hostel and there's so much of celebration that's going to happen. And on the other side, I was very, very sad. On a birthday, I lost the most wonderful opportunity, which I was waiting. Garlanding Swami is such a beautiful, wonderful opportunity, right?
And you get it only on your birthday.
Only on our birthday we get it. So I, and also being alone in the bhajan hall, it's almost like an interview, mm-hmm. right? So I was really feeling miserable. On one side, unhappy, on another side, happy, because Swami was coming to hostel. In any case, I was a garden boy by then, so I was involved in the garden work. And Swami had come in the evening and there were a lot of activity. Music program was there. Swami went around the hostel, some of the rooms, then came to the dining hall. We had, in fact, a music program in that outside Krishna statues there, no? That moonlit yes. Area, garden. We had the music program.
Oh,
then wow. Swami went inside. We had a discourse followed by dinner. But all along, I was a fresher. And you know when Swami comes to hostel, it's the outgoing batches who get the most of the chances. And I was also being fresh, I didn't know which are the most important points to...
Vantage points,
so to say, where we should place ourselves so that Swami, we'll certainly have Swami's Pad Namaskar or Swami will look at us. I didn't know all those things. So I was somewhere at the back, enjoyed the program, but in the heart still that lingering feeling of having missed something was there. Program got over, it was 9, 9.30. Swami went back to Mandir. And all boys ran. Because the bhajan hall on either side, boys used to sit. And Swami will walk in between. And even the staircase, all our hands will be there right till wherever we can reach. Right? So Swami will hold us and then go up. So that was, but all these were all booked. Being a fresher, I didn't know how to run fast. Everything was booked. By the time I reached there, I saw nothing was available. And Swami walked, came back from hostel, walked up and went inside. He went inside his bedroom. All boys were going back to hostel. I was all alone in the staircase room. At that point of time, all the feelings gave way. Means I was feeling little bad and I almost started crying in the staircase room. But no one was there. Not very loudly, you know that, no. Just feeling bad. All of a sudden I hear Swami's voice. That sound of the bedroom door opening. Mm-hmm. And then, hey. Swami used to call hey at that time, right? Hey. Then immediately I knew it was Swami. And because no one was there, I ran up the steps. And Swami opened the door and gave the kerchief and he said, see, I brought this. Swami used to call the kerchief as towel, mm-hmm. You know, in his own sweet way. This towel I brought from hostel. Give it back. So I took the kerchief, afraid, you know, going near Swami at that time, I don't know, there was kind of, not fear, but kind of, means couldn't talk, couldn't free, be very free, right?
You just join a lot of trepidation. You don't know how to sort of quote unquote handle.
So I just took the kerchief and I was, came down. There were four steps to go up to Swami's bedroom again. So the staircase ends and then again four steps are there and a small platform and then the bedroom door comes. So I went up the platform, took the kerchief and came down these four steps. Then Swami said again, hey, I look back. Swami said, Ivala ni puttindochu kada.
Oh my God. Today is your birthday.
Today is your birthday, no. I was just stunned and then Swami said, chesko. He gave namaskar.
Take namaskar.
Chesko means namaskar. Pad namaskaran chesko. You know that, no? Swami says yes. Chesko. So I went, ran up and then took namaskar to this, my heart's satisfaction. Then Swami went inside. But this one incident, when to respond, I didn't tell Swami it was my birthday. At that time, giving letters and all that was also, I was not used to. Nothing I was used to in that sense. And Swami knew the heart's prayer.
Wow. Amazing.
And he knew when to respond. When see to how respond. To respond, when to respond. Beautiful. Even in that response, he conveys a message. I brought this kerchief from there. It has to go back there. There's a message for how to behave. Right? At the same time, a loving way to respond. In a sense, it shows that every bit of every prayer, he is there to respond. But he knows when to respond. That patience we need to have.
And he will respond at a time which is so beautiful that you can never forget.
You can never forget. Imagine.
The most unexpected.
Unexpected. What I was expecting that I should be alone with Swami, it happened that way, right?
Yes.
But the way he made it happen was, instead of a routine,
he had almost given up completely.
Because it was 9.30 in the night and all had gone back. In a few minutes, I knew I also would have walked back. The feeling bad, but still walked back to the hostel, right? Yes. Swami, at that point of time, the way he responded was phenomenal.
So that is the Navanita Chora that Krishna is. He will bless you, but before that he will ensure that your heart is prepared enough to receive and treasure that blessing. In fact, once when Yashoda chided Krishna for his stealing of butter, Krishna said, Mother, they like me for stealing the butter. Actually, if I don't steal, they are unhappy. They churn the milk so that I can take that butter.
this is what makes them happy. Believe me, this is what makes them joyous. They will feel miserable if I don't take the butter, if I don't go into their homes. Because when I go into their homes, I illumine their hearts, I awaken their souls. If the Lord does not take our love, if the Lord does not accept the fruit of our faith, we will feel so empty, isn't it? We will feel our life is so meaningless. All we want is the Lord accepts the fragrance of our virtue. He accepts the love in our heart. He accepts the wisdom of our experiences. And that is the butter that the Lord also seeks. On other occasions, Swami said, you have heard that Krishna used to break the pots of butter, but what is it that Krishna was actually breaking? The pots were made of earthly material. So what Krishna was doing is breaking the material encasement of our souls. Krishna was breaking the material confinement of the souls of the Gopikas. He wanted to liberate them from all temporary attachments, from all material bondings. And once they are liberated from the material, they experience the spiritual. They become ready to drink the ambrosia of the spiritual. In fact, Swami used to say the Gopikas were so mad, so lost, always thinking of Krishna, that some of them who used to sell butter, ghee and milk, they're supposed to call out, take butter, take milk, here I come, please buy butter and milk from me, as they walk in the streets of Vrindavan like a hawker. But these hawkers, these Gopikas, in their madness for Krishna, instead of calling out butter, ghee, milk, they used to shout Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. They forgot what they were doing. They forgot what they were supposed to do. Life became just Krishna, Krishna, Krishna and nothing else. And when your life is so Krishnamayam, when it is so filled with Krishna, when your heart is overflowing with that essence of love for Krishna, when your life is so much churned that everything that comes out is this butter-like devotion for Krishna. It is Krishna who longs only for this. Krishna longed for such hearts and he longed to be in their home. And that is why Krishna is Navanita Chora. Krishna does not even mind being called a thief. It is okay if the whole world gives him the title that he is a thief, but if someone loves him this much, he is happy to be bound. He is happy to dance to their tunes. And that is what is conveyed in this beautiful line. Nanda Kishora, the beautiful little Krishna, Navanita Chora, who longs for this butter-like devotion. Let's move on to the next line.
Brindavana Sanchara.
Brindavan in the Dwapara Yuga, in the times of Krishna, was the place where Krishna did his leelas and mahimas, his playful sport. And very interestingly, when the Lord came down again in the modern era, he called his residence in Bangalore as Brindavan. And whoever has seen Swami in Brindavan know that Brindavan is Swami's home. It is his playground. In fact, the students in the 60s and 70s who had the opportunity to be with Swami and to live with Swami in the old bungalow before the construction of the Trai Brindavan, which happened in 1986, recall such beautiful memories of living with Sai Krishna, of basking in the bliss and the divine sport of Sai Krishna. In fact, one Swami gave a beautiful significance of what is Gokul and what is Brindavan. Swami said, you say that Krishna was born in Gokula, and then you say that he grew up in Brindavan, and then you add that he ruled over Mathura, and that finally he later reigned at Dwarka. But what is Gokul? What is Brindavan? What is Mathura? And what is Dwarka? Swami very beautifully explained, our mind, our manas is Gokula, because the Lord is born in our mind. And then Swami said, our heart is Brindavan, because the Lord grows in our heart. He does all this divine sport in our heart. The love for Him develops in our heart. So our heart is Brindavan. Krishna ruled over Mathura. And finally, after the Lord is born in our mind, and after He grows in our heart, He rules our consciousness. That is our chitta. Our chitta is Mathura. And lastly, what is Dwarka? Dwarka is that nirvikalpa stage. Dwarka is when we are so much our consciousness is so much steeped in Him that we are all the time in communion with Him. He has installed Himself permanently in our consciousness, in every pore of our being. That is Dwaraka. He is the reigning monarch of our lives. Swami says, make this Krishna Trishna, make this thirst for Krishna grow through these stages. Let the Lord be born in your mind and grow in your heart and rule in your consciousness and install permanently in every pore of your being. Swami said, that is what is the life of Radha. That is what happened to Meera. That is what happened to Sakubai. So that is how we could connect to Bhagwan through this line, Vrindavana Sanchara. If you all the time feel that the Lord is there growing in our heart, the love for Him in our heart is constantly on the rise, then soon we'll come to the stage where He completely subsumes our consciousness. And that is what is conveyed in this line, Vrindavana Sanchara. Let's move on to the next line.
He Shesha Shayana, He Garuda Gamana.
Shesha Shayana refers to the Lord resting on the serpent, the seven-hooded serpent, the serpent which is very poisonous. In fact, talking about Bhagavatam, Swami talks about the episode where Krishna jumped into the waters of Yamuna and annihilated the serpent Kaliya. In fact, the serpent Kaliya had converted that river Yamuna into a pool of poison. Anyone who approached that water, whether cattle or men, fell dead. But when Krishna jumped into the depths of this river, He forced the foul snake to rise above the level of the river, and then He leapt on its rapid range of hoods, and Krishna danced upon them with His tender lotus feet. The pressure of Krishna's soft silken soles was enough to force the deadly poison out from the fangs of the monstrous cobra, and the cobra immediately became harmless forever. And Swami says, this is what happens every day in our lives, in the Manasa Sarovar, in the deep placid lake of our mind. There lurks this poisonous cobra with six hoods, lust, anger, greed, attachment, pride, hatred. And these poisons infest the air and they destroy everything around us. But the Lord, when we take the name of the Lord dives into the depths of our mind and forces this poisonous serpent to come to the surface. And once it comes to the surface, the Lord then jumps on this serpent, the divine name that we sing, the divine name that dance on our lips, dance on the poisonous fangs of this serpent. And then all these hoods of the serpent become absolutely harmless because all the poison just oozes out. When the Lord dances on our lips, all the evil, all that is unpleasant in our being just comes out. The vicious viper is tamed. Everything that is rajasic and tamasic is trampled upon by the sattvic, by the divine, by that which is sweet and nectarine. And that is what is conveyed in He Shesha Shayana. The Lord rests on this serpent, having conquered Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. We too can be in that bliss if we also conquer the poison of this six-hooded serpent. And we can do it only when we chant the name of the Lord, only when the Lord's name dances on our lips. He Garuda Gamana, the carrier of the Lord is Garuda. And Garuda is that divine bird which destroys snakes. And because it destroys snakes, it becomes perhaps the carrier of the Lord. The Lord travels on Garuda. So once all the poison from our being dissipates, then we too become a carrier of the Lord. We become a carrier of His message, of His love. So that is perhaps one way of looking at this line. He Shesha Shayana, He Garuda Gamana. Finally, we come to Aravindanayana Gopalana. In one interview, Swami spoke exclusively on how one should do bhajans, and Swami said every time a name is uttered, understand the meaning, ruminate on the name and involve yourself fully when you sing. And Swami gave the example of Gopala, and Swami said, when you say Gopala, what is it that you should think of? Yes, it refers to Krishna, but what is the connotation of Gopala? When a calf is born, the mother cow literally licks off the entire placenta that is on the calf all by herself. Swami then said, when a normal cow can remove so much dirt from its own calf, imagine how much more dirt can the divine mother, can Gopala, remove from you. God is the ocean of purity. He will remove all that is impure in you. That is the reason why we adore him as Gopala. Aravinda Nayana means the one with lotus eyes. Nayana is eyes. Aravinda is lotus. We refer to the beautiful Lord with lotus eyes who purifies us. On one occasion, Swami said, people chant the name Krishna, 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 but they don't give up the Trishna for worldly good and worldly fame and worldly power and possessions. Trishna is thirst. We should have only Krishna Trishna, should have only the thirst for Krishna. Only when we have that kind of a thirst, Krishna will fill us with the bliss of Nirvana. On one Janmashtami, Swami said, in every yuga, you had the avatar of the Lord come to redeem, revive and rebuild. But in the present times, in the Kali Yuga, in the modern era, Swami said, Mahashakti, Maya Shakti and Yoga Shakti, supreme power, the power of illusion and the power of vision with God, Yoga Shakti, Maya Shakti and Mahashakti, all of them came together in one human form, and that is the form of Satya Sai. That is the form of Sai Krishna. If only we develop Krishna Trishna for this all-powerful, all-beautiful Krishna, our life will become a series of Krishna melodies. We will feel purified and we will be unified with the Lord. So dear listeners, that is one way to dwell on this bhajan. Every bhajan can be ruminated upon in a million ways. Please take every line of this bhajan and meditate on it, and you will find your own way of connecting to Swami, your own way of feeling His love in your heart. Let's now move to singing this bhajan once again. Let's sing with all our heart, let's sing with all our feeling. And as we sing now, we will listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
नंद किशोरा नवनीत चोरा नंद किशोरा नवनीत चोरा
Yeah. అరవింద నయన గోపాలనా నంద కిశోరా నవనీత చోరా.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and overwhelming love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 13th July 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.